Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and I'm excited to be joined with Tom Bingham, who's the senior director at LG. And there's probably no company in our industry, I feel confident saying this, Tom, there's no company in our industry that has drawn more attention than LG, not just this year, but I would say in the last few years, with the continual development in display technology you all have represented. Congratulations, first off, on not only the last four or five years, but also specifically for 2024 and your Infocom presence.
Gary, thank you so much for that. I've been with LG for 10 years now, and watching the transformation in technology over the course of that 10 years has just been awe-inspiring. The commitment that we have from our senior leadership and our HQ organization on innovation and continuously evolving has been one of the most encouraging things that I've had as part of my portfolio representing LG, and I'm super proud of what we've done.
Well, you've had some very impressive experiences at Infocom shows. Your booth always looks really impressive. You're always doing some really cool stuff. And it's always kind of the place that everyone feels like they have to go, specifically DVLED. You know, I mean, in and around DVLED, y'all have innovated beyond what I think a lot of people expected. I'm curious how DVLED screens are helping live entertainment experiences, specifically around end users. Like, are we seeing that demand from the end user itself, and sort of where the sweet spot is?
Absolutely. Gary, my team focuses on end user applications in a variety of spaces, whether it be retail or stadium and entertainment, cinema, even banking and finance and corporate applications for our other peers. We see the adoption of all forms of LED moving at just an alarming pace, to the point where now it's not just something that people are looking for, it's something that they expect to yeah. see. And trying to keep up with that pace of change has been fun, but also a little bit challenging because it is moving so fast. But again, looking at what LG has introduced, you're right. We've made an amazing amount of progress over the last few years in expanding our portfolio of direct VLED products to give those customers the ability to meet the guest expectation. They're demanding it. They expect it. You go to a live event, for example, everybody expects to see a stage with direct VLED as part of the experience. And if there's not that element, it's disappointing. And people let them know about it in social media. So we have to keep up with everybody and the guest expectations. And it's one of the fastest growing areas in the business world right now is LED applications into public venues and retail and social spaces.
Well, beyond resolution, which is the kind of obvious one, what have been the significant improvements in DVLED technology over the last decade? What's driving it?
I think a lot of it is the form factors have changed to where implementing direct VLED is not nearly as complicated as it once was. As the technology has evolved, it's become easier to be able to adopt it. So there are varying degrees of LED. You can still go to very complicated, very sophisticated installations that require a lot of design and consultation and support in order to implement. But on the other end, there are very easy all-in-one packages for people who are new to the space to be able to implement direct VLED as easy as they can put in a 110-inch display now. The kits and the solutions for early adopters and people who are just sticking their toe into the waters to shift over to direct VLED can now do so without the risk and the complexity and the service requirements that they used to have. And you balance that with that flexibility, with the costs coming down, the ease of installation, the ease of maintenance, it's making it a lot more mainstream than what it used to be.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second. So like I put an LED wall in and now it's 5-10 years later, and I want to update it. Do I got to start over, or how updatable, scalable, modifiable is it? I have to replace everything? Is it complicated? What do I do nowadays?
Yeah, great question. And it all depends with having a good consultation at the beginning. So and then when you're first adopting LED, we have to understand the space that you're putting it in. If you have the intention of being able to grow and adapt with it, then those things are scalable. There are ways through the modular designs of LED cabinets and so forth to be able to grow in size and pixel pitches. There's also ways in the processors and the control schemes to improve the quality of the content over time. And because of those flexibilities that can be designed into your installation, people are getting a much longer return on the asset life. You know, when we've traditionally looked at the old LCD video walls, you know, you looked at 3, 5, maybe 7 years if you stretched it before that technology was obsolete. Now you're looking at 5, 7, 10, even more years for a carefully designed installation. And because of that flexibility and scalability, they are able to get longer asset lives out of it.
I'm going to combine my next three questions together because I see them directly related to each other. I originally had them as separate questions, but the transportation sector is a big part of LG's business in general, not just LED. I mean, you walk into pretty much any airport, you see a ton of LG displays, but I see a lot more LED even in the check-in areas and in the gate areas than I ever have before. And a lot of that is showing digital signage, experiential signage, which is part of the advertising industry. So I see that sort of like becoming one. And I'm kind of curious, where do you draw the line between that? You know, what is transportation? What is advertising? Where the opportunities are? You know, if I'm an integrator, I'm somebody looking at this. Obviously, you're looking at both segments of the market. And then I'm going to follow up this question with education. But first, I want you to talk about those two segments.
Fantastic. Glad to. So Dan Verbsky leads our transportation vertical, and we've been working towards the implementation of DirectView LED probably for 5 years now in that space. And where we've seen that evolution go because of the attributes that we've talked about previously about, you know, flexibility and lower cost and ease of installation, you're now seeing that replace the old traditional, like the flight information displays, the FIGs that just used to be 55s and 65s, you know, those are now DirectView LED. And so you're making it easier for the guests to navigate through.
But I'm also seeing advertising on that too, by the way.
Exactly. Because the capabilities of those screens are far greater than what they had before, and the partners that we're using in order to install and maintain them, you're now seeing the blended between, you know, just direct communication information and wayfinding to now the facilitation of messaging that actually enhances the experience. And I'll point to a couple of airports that we've seen over the course of our lives change. I used to go to Newark or I go to LaGuardia and you go to the older terminals and I actually had my blood pressure go up and my experience just negative. Just I hated being in those places.
Yeah.
It was depressing. And now you go to those new terminals and you see that entire experience and it's an entirely different experience. I actually look forward to those flights in and out of the new terminals at LaGuardia and Newark and several others around the country that have now embraced this technology. And it's very comfortable because they've applied the technology appropriately. And we look at that all through the customer journey. So Dan and his team spent a lot of time with the consultants and designers, and they look at those experiences going, when I come through the door, coming in the gate, when I first go to the ticket gate, you see DirectView LED behind the counters now, and it's far more informative. And you're right, it's got that blended experience where you're now getting some cross information. And that goes all the way through the experience, through TSA, throughout to the gates, and right up to the individual gate access themselves. And that application of technology in a variety of form factors is far more effective and offers advertisers and the airports and the port authorities the ability to monetize those assets, get a better return, longer asset life. It's just changed the whole experience for the better for everybody.
When are you going to do that in higher education? Like when are we going to get big LEDs in classrooms? And what, I mean, I already have them already in the athletic facilities and some in lobbies, but when are we going to start seeing it in higher education and other spaces?
So Vicky Sandville and her team, she heads up the whole higher education vertical for LG, and her team's done a great job understanding what's happening in education. The demands in education have changed dramatically. And so the traditional applications for DirectView LED, you mentioned it, used to be just seen as a scoreboard in the athletic facilities, right? And now you're seeing DirectView LED migrate into classrooms, into lobbies, and learning is not just about the classroom experience alone now. Now you've got virtual learning experiences and you've got really technological applications of how people learn in a variety of formats. And DirectView LED has become part of that. And so you'll see now that all-in-ones getting put into a classroom instead of a traditional display board. Chalkboards are gone and IDB boards are in, and direct LED enhances those experiences. And so that blending of technology is transforming how educators look to provide a product now in direct competition with all the other academic institutions around there to be more effective in retaining students, giving them the best value for their educational experience, and doing it in a way that actually flexes the way people live their lives today. And DirectView LED and that technology is helping do that. And Vicky and her team have done a great job of applying that into these environments and helping educators become better institutions of learning, not just the traditional classroom with a board.
Great. Well, listen, when I saw OLED for the first time, I was like, I don't see how it can get better than this. And all of a sudden I went to InfoComm the next year and you had transparent OLED. So yep. What I want to know is what's the next level? What are you looking forward to for the next, the big advancement, the next big thing in DVLED?
So micro direct LED is probably the biggest thing. And you're going to see tighter and tighter pixel pitches and better quality and resolutions. And you'll see it become a more flexible opportunity for premium experiences at a reasonable price. You know, if you followed us at the previous InfoComms, we've shown 8K LED a few years now, and everybody chokes them when we tell them what it would cost to actually do that. Now you're seeing it come to a reasonable mainstream application. Yeah. And you're seeing the technology change from SMD, surface mount diodes, now to COB. Mm-hmm. And so it's a more durable product with a premium experience that can be done now in public venues as well as in home environments in a durable format that you don't have to worry about pixels getting damaged at pedestrian level installations. So I think the biggest thing that we're seeing is easier product to install, better reliability, better resolution, and more economical installations that now open up the door to a lot more applications that had previously been cost prohibitive or application prohibitive just because it wasn't appropriate for certain environments. So I see a lot happening over the next 2 years in fine pitch LED and micro LED that's really going to transform traditional spaces into now LED spaces.
Yeah, and you LG's been a driver of that. I mean, the excitement around LEDs, a lot of it's come from LG. Tom, I really appreciate your time with all this, a good thorough sort of evaluation of everything LED. Obviously, you can go to your website and see it all. We got that linked in the description of this video cast here. Wherever you're watching it from, you can go straight to LG's website. You can Google LG or go to LGE and then go to the professional side. But ultimately, everything's linked below here. Tom, I really appreciate this. A senior director of LG Business Solutions. And hey, congratulations and thank you again.
I appreciate you having us, Gary. We always appreciate your support and coverage of LG.
I should also mention, we shot like 1,000 videos of you at InfoComm.
You did.
We shot, I think, more in your booth than any other booth. I really think that. And I took a tour in your booth that wore me out. It was so long. And if you're watching this and you don't watch that tour, you're doing yourself a disservice, because I went into their booth and I left wanting to take 110 inch LCD with me that blew me away. Yeah. And your demonstration of transparent OLED was incredible. Listen, you got to watch this tour. So I'm going to link this in the description of this video cast tour as well, because I want you to watch this tour. But you can go to raypubs.com/infocom, type in LG in the video search window, and you'll see all the videos we shot there. Tom, please tell me you've watched that tour.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. I love your enthusiasm about it, Gary. It does get infectious, doesn't it?
Listen, there's a couple of products I needed. That 110 inch LCD, still waiting for that. But also your charger, even though I don't need a display on it, I want one with a display on it, because I have a plug-in hybrid and I need that charger. And you got such a plethora of products for integrators and end users alike. So thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks for watching, everyone.